Fairy Tales by Alison Utley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Woodcutter's Daughter. In an old thatched cottage, deep in the forest, lived the woodcutter, Thomas Furze, and Margaret, his wife. They were a homely couple, simple and hard-working. All they wanted was a child. And at last their wish was granted. Late in life, a little girl was born to them. She was as pretty and dainty a little creature as they were plain and weather-beaten. They gazed upon her with rapture, as if a small angel had come to earth. Her cheeks were pink as the cherries in the wild wood, her skin was white as cherry blossom, and her lips as sweet as honey stalks. So the child was christened by the romantic name of Cherry Blossom, with Cherry for short. The father was the romantic one of the family, for the mother was practical and matter of fact. Between them they managed not to spoil the little girl, and they brought her up very sensibly, considering all things. Little Cherry helped her mother in the cottage, even when she was very tiny. She went to the village school, through the clearing in the wood, and her father took her part of the way past the goblin trees and haunted dells. At night, she sat by the fire, listening to the tales he told her while he carved strange beasts from the curiously shaped bits of wood he brought back from the forest. He always had an eye for odd things, and he noticed that some boughs were shaped...